Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The living God we serve is coming soon. This is the day we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord he came, even though I believe he was born in the springtime. But this is the day people recognize his birth, which he was born here, legally. And I thank the Lord that his return is very soon. At this point in the game, I'm thanking God for every day we have to minister his word to his people. Because it's so important that we do all that's in his heart. Everybody is under a challenge. Everybody is challenged by Satan, by the world, by their own will against God. But the Lord's not sitting still. He has people that love him, that minister his word, that walk in the light to expose the darkness for what it is. And this is a day like never before that everyone who loves God should walk in his way and live the life of God. This is a day we should do all to stand. This is a day we should run Satan out of town as we speak the name of Jesus. This is a day we should rebuke all forms of blindness against our loved ones. And this is a day we should thrive in the Lord. Now my pastor, wonderful pastor, Pastor Jim McCann III, he said, the closer we get to the return of Christ, or the kingdom of God, the closer we get to the kingdom of darkness. And he drew his hand in a V. He started at the top and worked his way down. And at the bottom of it, his fingers touched. Because the battle is more intense the closer the Lord's return. Now, Satan don't know when it's going to be. It can be at this moment. It can be in the next 10 seconds. And it can be a year from now. Who knows? God set the date. But I know this. It will not be past the day that God already set. And he didn't reveal that day to any man. And he's not going to reveal that day to any man until it happens. Because the Lord is looking for sincerity. He's going to take the wicked at their own craftiness. You know, being a man, I wouldn't marry an insincere woman. And God is sincere towards us, and he's looking for a sincere bride. The church is the bride of Christ. He's looking for a sincere church. People that truly love God and not the enemy. And those that are lukewarm will be rejected. In other words, when the rapture happens, all those who remain lukewarm and didn't repent, they will still be here. They will still be doing whatever it is they're doing. They'll still be ignoring God. They'll still be doing whatever they're doing. But the real church will be gone. The sincerest people of God will be gone. Those that love God, he will take with him. He's going to stop in midair and rapture us out of him. And then the judgment on this world will begin according to the book of Revelation. So now is the time to set our hearts to not only obey the Lord, but to seek him out on how we can see. The church is built, and it's not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So that's who we need to see. That's who we need to be paying attention to. We don't need to be paying attention our chief focus should not be on ourselves and others, things we desire, things we've done, accomplishments, success, failures. We need to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And he can cause us to do the necessary things that we can be doing. He's going to use you on your level. And if you begin, he can multiply what you have already. Just like the little boy's lunch, he multiplied that lunch and fed 5,000 men and their wives and their children, potentially 25,000 people or 15,000 people. But 5,000 men were counted and their families from a little boy's lunch. So if he can do that with a lunch, how much more can he save souls with the people that love him? People that, see, many people love him, but they don't yield to him. And only those who yield to the Holy Spirit can be used by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He won't make you do what you don't want to do. He will enable you to do the things of God if you will regard him, if you keep him first, if you're willing and obedient to his guidance. Only then can he bless your life and help you go forward. Only then can he make your life grow to its full potential. The Lord our God is good. His kindness and mercy and grace endures forever. Brother Horton likes to say his chesed lives forever. And that's a Jewish word, which includes mercy. It's the blessings of God. God is being responsible to his people that he loves, that love him. It includes all blessings. And I'm not a Jewish scholar. I don't know Jewish words like Brother Horton, my buddy. You can hear him in the Sunday school side. He always teaching. He explains these things well if you listen to the Fresh Start Sunday school class on the same webpage. And I thank God for him. And you know, it doesn't bother me that we know in part. I'm just thankful that God has people that search him out and learn things. Things that I wouldn't know, they know. God got people that know what we don't. So we're in good shape. We can't lose if we'll trust the Lord fully. We can do some outstanding things in the Lord if we will only obey him, take him at his word, hear him out, speak his word in faith, do the things of God. And if we can go forward in him, we can accomplish. But never forget, God can multiply you. He can multiply your efforts. He can multiply your success. He can multiply your abilities in him. And he wants to. He will bless you, take you forward. There's nothing you can't do as you serve God. He's more than happy to bless you, take you forward in this life. He has so many things to say. He has so many things that he will help you understand. And I thank God that I'm a part of his master plan. And so are you. If you're listening to this broadcast, it's because you're hungry to know him. I know for a fact that my message has not been the most popular message among the people of God. And the Lord has enabled me to do something and be a part of a master plan. These broadcasts help people observe the center of God's will. Now, men in the world, men were on the run from God. They didn't, because of sin runs from God, so men are used to running from God. Even Christians, Christians are in the habit of running from God, because if they got saved later in their latter years, the influence of the world says run from God. It became their false instinct. They learn that in the world. That's what they're used to. That's what they expect. And they don't challenge it. If you don't challenge a sin, or if you don't challenge things of the world, they remain. You have to dominate the world. Just like I said in an earlier broadcast, I said, if you don't manage Satan, what I really mean is dominate. If you don't dominate Satan, he'll dominate you. You have to manage him. You have to dominate him. Now, whoever manages something, they're the master. You have to master him. God gave you the mastery over Satan. and over the world system. And you have to dominate. That's your responsibility. We can go on for years with things that have remained because we didn't challenge it. We didn't manage it. We didn't dominate it. We didn't drive it out of our lives. See, it's easy to do it God's way if you'll do it God's way. Now, in the beginning, God said he put two trees in the garden, the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you've been listening to these broadcasts, we've explained it so many times. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil was not to be trusted. It was not to be eaten. It was not to be received. It was to be rejected. Adam didn't have to cut it down. It was going to be there because it belonged to God. And it was a good tree. It wasn't evil. But eating off of it was. Now, Pastor Jim said it was the tithe, but it was not to be touched. That was a good tree. God can't make an evil thing. He didn't make Satan. He made Lucifer. Lucifer, of his own free will, decided to be Satan. And see, just like God gave Adam a representation of what was true and false, he did the same thing for Lucifer too. We just don't know what it was because he had the knowledge of God. And angels, he made them in greater stature, strength, and knowledge than we are. We have to learn from step. We learn step by step. So when Jesus became a man, he had to learn step by step. That's why I said when he was a child, he was obedient. He learned and he grew from faith to faith like we do. He even had to believe who he is. Who he is. I was going to say who he was, but he had to believe who he is. Because he's I am. I see the Holy Ghost had it right. But my mind was trying to say he had to believe who he was. I can't say he had to believe who he was at that time. But he had to believe who he am, who he is. And he had to learn. And he used the same scriptures we do. And it was true. He came according to all the prophecy. He fulfilled all of the prophecy about him. Even from the town, it was prophesied that he would come out of Egypt. They went to Egypt. He came out of Egypt. Everything was prophesied perfectly. Perry Stone did a perfect job of showing us what Jesus came to do and how he did things and how he fulfilled every prophecy of Isaiah, every prophecy of Jeremiah, all of them. Isaiah had the most prophecies about Jesus. And all these things were fulfilled. Daniel prophesied things about it. Daniel prophesied about when Messiah was cut off. How many years it would be from the time that they rebuilt Jerusalem, the city, to the time that Messiah was cut off. In chapter 9. And 10 and 11. He prophesied those things. So now it's time for us to be true to the wisdom of God in our lives. It's time for us to take him at his word, seek him out, grow from glory to glory, from faith to faith. If things remain that shouldn't be, it's up to us to drive it out. If we don't drive it out, it'll remain and it will clog our It will hinder our efforts. So men were groomed by the world to run from God. So when Christians get saved, they do things in a way, you know, they're in run mode until they stop running and start embracing the wisdom of God and running to God's will and stop trying to find a reason not to. They're going to have problems that they don't have to have. If you decide in your own heart that you're going to do all that's in God's heart, like I confess, and mean it, at first you'll probably feel challenged. And then you'll wonder, you'll hope you can pull it off. And you don't know what to expect. God might tell you to go to another continent and live the rest of your life. And people are afraid of what God might do, or what he might tell them to do. And they miss the point. If you yield yourself to the Lord, he'll evaluate everything possible, every possible thing you could do. And he considers everything, even down to who you're married to. In some assignments, he'll give you because of who you're married to. They may not have the strength for what he want to do. So he's going to evaluate everything perfectly. And if everybody's willing and obedient, it'll be done. If you're willing and obedient, it'll be done. Well, what if my wife leave? What if she don't? I'm going to tell you this right now, and you can take it for what it's worth. But the tears in your life, they're going to be activated as you do God's will. And the enemy is going to try to use them to quell what God is doing in your life. Now, God loves tares just like he loves wheat. But what you have to do is walk in wisdom. And if God can restore them, he will. If not, they're going to leave you. He said, count up the costs. But we don't have to allow Satan to stop our works through the people that we love. See, when you're doing God's work, anybody can become an enemy at any time. And I know this. But God don't change his love standards for anybody. And I learned not to change mine either. So my heart is set to obey God and do all that's in his heart. And when people are wrong, they're just wrong. You don't have to listen to them when they're wrong. Even if you love them, even if you care about them. And in a relationship, that you have to drive fear out of your relationship. You don't have to be afraid that you're going to lose somebody. If you're afraid that you're going to lose somebody, that's not necessary. If they love you, you didn't lose them. And if you love them, you're not going to leave them. But if you do what's right and they leave you, they didn't leave you then. They left a long time ago. They just acted on whatever was in their heart. Now, it's important to drive out the things of the world, the residue that we haven't dealt with. We need to deal with it. I once said in Sunday school this, that if you ever feel reluctant to do something God has given you to do, always ask yourself why. Why do I feel reluctant? God has been true to me. He saved me. He blessed me. He never led me wrong. He's the spirit of truth. He will tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it, whether you don't. He will tell you the truth. He will guide you in truth. And he loves everybody. And he does all he can to help his people because he loves us. You don't have to deny God because somebody else denies him. It doesn't matter who it is. Let God be true and every man a liar. Even if we do love him. And God loves everybody. And he loves our spouses and our friends and our families more than we do. And we can learn to love like he does. But when the Lord called me to the ministry, he called me. And it was my responsibility to obey him. And it was also my response after I made a vow that I would obey him. And now it's really I have to carry that out. I don't have a choice. I told God I'll do whatever he say do in 1988. And I do my very best not to cross the line in that area. So when he tell me to do something, I make it my business to do it. And there were times I did things too slow. And I hope I didn't fail somewhere. I try to do all of it with all that's within me. And when he give me assignments, I get on it. And he told me to do as many of these broadcasts as I can do, because he's using every one of them. People all around the world are going on this website and listening to these broadcasts. And I can tell, because this is the easiest ministry I ever did in my life. See, when you're speaking God's word to his people and they want to know God, the Holy Spirit will cause you to say things that you never thought about. He'll have you saying things beyond your education, beyond your intelligence, beyond your expectation. And then I go back and in every broadcast, he helped me put things in words that I couldn't, because he's talking to people. He's giving people the things that they need. He can do that. I'm looking at the Holy Spirit. I'm looking at him. I'm looking at what he's doing. I'm watching. I'm learning. Even though I'm doing the ministry side of it, I'm actually speaking for him. I'm learning what he had. I'm learning by the inspiration that he's using and providing people through me. And you're going to do the same thing. The Holy Spirit's going to cause you to say things to people. Real people. That's going to bless them. And it'll surprise you, some of the things you'll hear coming out of your own mouth, out of your own heart. Now, I studied the Word of God, but the Holy Spirit puts it together. He uses what we've taken time to learn. And he'll cause you to understand things at the perfect time to say the right thing to the right people. So when people feel reluctant to follow God, I say, study the Word of God. Fill your heart with his word. Fill your heart with his word, and you will receive new vision. See, every sin that has bothered me and aggravated me, I dealt with it. When there was lust or the lust of the eye, I asked the Lord how to kill it. I didn't want that to be part of me, part of my life. I wanted it to be like that tree. I wanted to reject it and eat life. And I learned to actually conquer lust through love. And then pride, I didn't have a problem with pride. But because it was so dangerous, I kept saying that I hate it. And I won't do anything. I won't carry myself in the way of pride. God even said, I hate a proud look. And sometimes people feel bold about the knowledge of God, and they know it'll make them look good. But in my delivery, I don't take that proud stance, because I know God hates it. I don't do things that I know offend God. And I don't want to smell like the devil in his nostrils. I don't ever want to remind God of my enemy. I want to make sure that I hate everything that he stands for, everything that he's about, from the inside out. And I want to embrace all the love of God I can embrace. And with God, there are no limits. We can love like he does. All we need is his revelation. And that's what's in my heart. My heart is reaching to God. And if I keep doing that, I'll learn what he learned. I'll learn what he's given me. I'll embrace his perfect will. When it's time to move, I'll move. I won't be reluctant and waste time. I'm not afraid of it, but I want to make sure I have dominated it. I want to manage all the things of this world and dominate it out of my life. Israel was supposed to manage all the land of Canaan. They were supposed to manage the people right out of the land. Drive them out. Kill them or drive them out. Run them out of town. New management. But they did it in part, so they had partial success. And the people became a thorn in their side, smoke in their eyes, to this day. And then they got chased off. They got driven out of their own land by foreigners, because they embraced the doctrines that the enemy that that the Lord warned them of, that the enemy supplied them with. And their kings did it. Like Jeroboam, they got in idolatry. Solomon got in idolatry. Jeroboam got in idolatry. Ahab married Jezebel, and she influenced him in idolatry. He was half-hearted against God. He was lukewarm, and he was rejected. If he wasn't married to that witch, he probably would have repented. But he was half-hearted. Half-hearted people don't really care about the things of God. They care about what their own welfare. And half-hearted people fight like a half-hearted person. A lukewarm person don't fight like David. They don't resist the enemy. They don't drive the enemy out of town. They let him stay. They're in bed with the enemy. Jezebel was just an old witch, full of idolatry and hatred. She was eaten by dogs and pooped on the ground. They didn't even know that when they stepped in it, that was Jezebel. Because if a dog eats something, he's got to poop. And she became dog poop on the ground. That's what happens to witches, warlocks, people that love Satan, love the world, love Baal worship, foolishness, false religions. They will die, and they will be miserable because they're antichrist. God loves his people, all of his people, and he cares about us in every way. And I want to know him, and I will serve him with all that is within me. I don't want any part of my heart to miss the counsel of God. I want all of my heart to be set to love and obey and cherish God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in our lives. Bless us in every way. In Jesus' mighty name. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.